Today's Shir in Masech B'Cheres Daf Nun Gimel, and we begin in Daf Nun Gimel on Aleph, the new Perek. We begin Be'ezer Hashem, the last Perek of our Masech, the Perek Ma'ase Behema, which discusses the halacha of Ma'ase Behema, where we know that the halacha is that, and we'll speak about the details, of course, in this Perek, where if somebody has 10 animals, he has to put them together and let them pass through a door, and every 10th animal make a mark, and that animal is Ma'ase Behema. The halacha of Ma'ase Behema is the Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayam, the animal was taken to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and brought as a Karban Shlamim. If it's a Balmum, or when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we have to wait for the animal to become Balmum, and then that animal is eaten as a Balmum, but there's certain restrictions. Most notably, it's also Begizva Avoida, you're not allowed to shear its wool or work with that animal. Tosfos already points out that how does Perek Ma'ase Behema come into our Masechta when we're learning Masechta B'Chairis? So Tosfos says, the halacha of Ma'ase Behema, the halacha of a Bechor, and the halacha of a Korban Pesach, the Zrika Stam of all three of these kabbanas are done in the same way, and therefore they travel together. Just, says Tosfos, since there are so many halachas involved in Masech, in Pesachim, so Pesachim has its own Masechta, Ma'aser is here. Other pshat, why this belongs, the halachas of Ma'aser Behema belong in our Masechta, because as we're going to see later in our Perek in Mitzvah Shem, that certain Pesachim that are in the Torah that speak to Hilchas Bechara really refer to Ma'ase Behema, so they're very connected, and that's why this parak was put into our Masechta. I saw beautiful words from the Sefer HaChinuch when he describes and goes into this halacha Ma'ase Behema, and then he goes on to explain why that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the halacha Ma'ase Behema. He says, because as we just described, when a Jew has Ma'ase Behema animal, he takes that animal to Yerushalayim, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to end up in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim with the Shechina, and to be in the environment of the Mechitza. And then he goes on to say, very interesting, he says, and if a person has Baruch Hashem, if a person Baruch Hashem has a number of animals that are Ma'ase Behema, that he has to bring, as I said, as a Karban Shlamim. And he's not going to bring too many at one time, because a Karban Shlamim has to be eaten, as we know, B'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, so you have to eat it up. So he's going to have to end up spending quite a serious amount of time in Yerushalayim. And he says, if it's not going to be he himself, he's going to end up sending his son. So what is he going to do all day while he's in Yerushalayim? His business is on the other side of the country. What he's going to do is he's going to sit and learn Torah. So ultimately, the mitzvah Ma'ase Behema is here to promote Limud HaTorah. The Eibushter said that we should take to learn the Perek and increase our Limud HaTorah. Says the Mishnah, Ma'ase Behema noig ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. Ma'ase Behema applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Bifnei Abayis, Bishleim Bifnei Abayis, both when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and not standing b'chulin v'lam b'doshim, on chulin but not on animals that are hegdish, which we'll explain what this means in the Gemara in a moment, and soon. The Rishonim, the Ramban, another Rishonim already point out that this wording that we have in our Mishnah was wording that we had in Masech Techulin very often when we learned different halachas. But we haven't found this wording in Masech Techulin. Why, specifically by the mitzvah Ma'aser, does the Tana come back to this wording? So he explains, whereas Bechor is Kedushas Mirechem, it's automatically Kadosh. Ma'aser and all the Kedushas are not automatically Kadosh. And furthermore, and the Gemara is going to make this point in our Shir today, Be'ezer Hashem, Ma'aser Behema is similar, and in fact the Torah compares it to Ma'aser of grain. A Ma'aser of grain is a mitzvah tluy bar. It's true, Ma'aser only apply to Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Mishnah had to speak about these halachas by Meiser, even though it didn't feel necessary to speak about it when we spoke about Pchairis. There's also a very fundamental machloikas rishonim. If a kohen is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Meiser Behema, continues the Mishnah, v'noig v'boig bok v'tzoyim, it applies both to large animals and tzoyim, they must ask from zelzeh, but you can't take Meiser from Baka to Tzoyin or vice versa. The Kvasim the Izim. Kvasim are sheep, Izim are goats. But by them, as the Gemara will explain later in the Shir, Mis Asr Mizelza, you could take Meiser from sheep to goats and vice versa. You could combine them. Bechadish of Yashin, it's from the animals of this year and last year. As we will see, it's actually Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah. What is the Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser? Most opinions are that it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, that those that say it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. However, famous Asma Zalzeh, you can't take Maaser Behema from animals of different years. For although, says the Mishnah, Shahoy Bedin, an argument can be made, Umah Emach Chodesh V'Yoshen. If Chodesh and Yoshin animals, She'en and Klaim B'Zebzeh, that we don't have a situation of Klaim, the halacha is Amos Asim Zalzeh, you can't take Meiser from one year to the next. Kvasim V'Izim, so then sheep and goat, She'en Klaim B'Zebzeh, we know that you're not allowed to mate them together. The halacha certainly should be Ein Adin Shleimus Asim Zalzeh, the halacha ought to be that you should not be allowed to take Meiser from one to the other. Still tells the Gemara, Tamaloyma, the pasuk says the word tsoim, and tsoim includes mash makal koin tsa'echad, includes all types of tsoim, which includes kvasim v'izim. I saw other mefarshim explain that both kvasim and izim are called se, and that's why we could take maisa from one to the other. There's a beautiful word from the Meshe Chachma. The Meshe Chachma says we know that in our tefillos and the yom meroim, we say that Kol Baya Olam, actually Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Kol Baya Olam Oivrim Lefanecha Kivnei Meroin. What's the definition of Kivnei Meroin? Like sheep. So he says, if we look at our Mishnah as the model of when we look at animals, we find a very interesting phenomena. When the Mishnah Paskin, Chodesh and Yashan, different years, you can't take Meiser. But everybody from the same year, all the sheep from the same year, you can take Meiser together. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Jewish people, so all of the Jewish people, not all of us are the same, but all of us that live in the same time, and all of us that live in the same generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us all together, no matter who we are and what we are. What doesn't Hashem look at the same time? People from different generations. People from different generations are totally different. That Kadosh Baruch Hu can't look at a previous generation as he looks at this generation. But at this generation, he looks at us all together. Says the Gemara, it seems the Lema Masnissin like Rabbi Kiva, that our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yochel Yala or the Maisa Behema, that a person should have to bring Maisa Behema even from Chutz Loretz, V'yak Rivenu, and bring it to Eretz Yisrael and do the din of Maaser Behema. Tamaloymar Veveisim Shoyma, the pasuk says Oleseichem Vezevcheichem Vesmasrei Seichem. The Torah uses the word Masrei Seichem Loshin Rabim to teach us B'shtei Masres Hakos B'Dabur. The Torah is speaking about both types of Maaser, Echad Maaser Behema Vechad Maaser Dagon, the Maaser Behema and the Maaser from the grain. And the Torah is teaching us, says Rabbi Kiva, Mimakum Shatamala Masa Dagon, from the same place where there's a Chiva Masa Dagon, which is obviously at Yisrael, that's a mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz, from there, Atamala Masa Behema, is there a halacha to bring Masa Behema? However, Mimakum Shatamala Masa Dagon, from where there is no obligation to bring Masa Dagon, Iatamala Masa Behema. So our Mishnah, which says the Maaser Behema applies even in Chutz Loretz, seems not to be following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, I feel to him Rabbi Kiva. No, we could say that our Mishnah does follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Because Kan Lekarev Kan Lekadesh. What does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says that the animal from Chutz Loretz isn't brought to Yisrael to be brought as a carbon. But the Kedusha and the Chiyuv of Ma'isa Behema, Rabbi Kiva will agree, applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. And that's what our Mishnah is talking to. And says the Gemara, Dekanami, that's the correct way of understanding. The Kanosla of Talmudah, because what's the Pasuk speaking about? Vaveisim. The Torah is telling us that Ma'isa Behema from Chutz La'aretz need not be brought to Eretz Yisrael. But doesn't mean it shouldn't be taken. It should be taken. Ask the Gemara, if it's going to be taken, Ihochi, Ma'achesh and a Karav, if it's not going to be brought to Israel as a Karav, as a carbon, what do I do with it? Am I Kaddish? What's the purpose? Answers the Gemara, L'necha b'mumil balam. Which means, according to Rekiva is now going to agree that even in Chutz La'aretz, as our Mishnah teaches us, we have to go through the Ma'is Behema procedure. Just the Ma'is Behema animals in Eretz Yisrael, if they're not a Baal Mum, is brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, to be brought similar to a carbon shlamim. In Chutz La'aretz, it's left there until it becomes a Baal Mum, when the owner may ultimately be allowed to eat it. Giza void the belong remain also. Interesting machlokes achronim I saw. What is the definition of an animal that is a Chutz La'aretz diga animal versus an Eretz Yisrael diga animal? So Pashup Shat, we would assume, that's what I assume, it depends where the animal was born. If it's born in Chutz La'aretz, it's Chutz La'aretz diga animal, because the Gemara is making a distinction between Eretz Yisrael diga and Chutz La'aretz. But I saw that the Meches Chinuch holds that it doesn't depend on where it was born, it actually depends on where it was when it became 8 days old. And it's very nice pshat, because as we learned, it's a pasuk in the Torah, we're going to speak about it in this parak, you're not allowed to bring an animal as a carbon until it's 8 days old. So it's not the moment of birth that's the defining moment, says the Meches Chinuch. The defining moment, says the Meches Chinuch, is where it is when it's 8 days old. The Chazon Ish has a different approach. The Chazon Ish's approach is we look exactly where you went through the Ma'is Behemah procedure. If you went through the Ma'is Behemah procedure in Chutz La'aretz, it has a din of a Chutz La'aretz to Behemah. If you do it in Eretz Yisrael, it has a din of Eretz Yisrael to Behemah. We learned in the Mishnah, Bifnei Abayis v'shloi Bifnei Abayis. The Ma'is Behemah applies even if the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Is even not standing. Ask the Gemara, Yoch HaFil HaDin Nami. Obviously they had a minig, and the Gemara is going to dwell on it, that they didn't take Ma'is Behemah. And ask the Gemara, why not? If our Mishnah paskins that applies even when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing. Answers the Gemara, K'der Rav Huna. D'Amar Rav Huna, G'zeir Mishim Yasa. Yasa means that we learned the halach is that an animal that wasn't alive any period of time together with its mother, the Torah teaches us, is not mechuyev ma'isa behema. So in order to avoid the problem of ending up, and this is the way the Shagas Ari explains the Gemara, you're going through the animals, and you know the animal that's the tenth animal that you think is the tenth animal, that should be treated like a ma'isa behema animal, will actually be a yasim. And you'll end up getting the entire procedure mixed up. So because of that, Chazal said, don't have the entire din of Ma'is Behem apply. And as Tosfos goes on to explain, we're going to learn in our perek that there are other animals as well that are exempt from the halacha Ma'is Behem. Tosfos says the yosim animal is the hardest animal to discern that it's a yosim, because it's mamash a minute. If the mother died first, it's a yosim. If the mother died after it was born, it's not a yosim. So since it's so complicated to make sure that it's not a yosim, then that's why Chazal said not to have the din of Ma'is Behema apply. Of course, the Mefarshim all point out that how could Chazal disregard a din in the Torah? So they all say, the Chazal have a right when it's Sheva Taisa. They're not telling you to actively violate a mitzvah in the Torah. What they're telling us is that we don't have to go through the Ma'is Behema procedure. That's why they have a right to do so. And the Mefarshim go on to explain, especially Bizman Azeh. Why? Because as I said when we began this year, the entire ultimate purpose of this Ma'is Behema is to end up in Yerushalayim with this animal to bring it as a carbon. That isn't possible anyway nowadays, unfortunately. So we're never really going to be mekayim the mitzvah in the optimal fashion. That's why Chazal said, because of the concern that the Gemara just explained, they said it doesn't apply. Ask the Gemara if there is indeed. One more question Tysus points out. Tysus says, the famous Gemara, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when the Gemara Masechta Shabbos wants to prove and show how very wealthy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was, it says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave 12,000 animals on an annual basis for Maisa Behema. But ask Tosfos, for our Gemara saying that after the Churban there was no more Maisa Behema, how do we understand that Gemara? Because the Rishonim also go on to prove that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was by mitzvah after the Churban. So there's a number of terutzim that are given. One teretz is that even though he was only by mitzvah after the Churban, he inherited all of these animals, and he was therefore alive for the part of the Beis HaMikdash, and he maybe didn't give the Maisa Behema because he was a katan, but the people who administrated his estate did, one teretz. Another teretz is that the minig that our Gemara is referring to, that they no longer did Maisa Behema, was not instituted immediately after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a time period in between. That's what the Gemara Masechta Shabbos is referring to. Another pshat is that he didn't give them for Meiser. He gave them for tax. It's being used how wealthy he was that he had to give for taxes 12,000 animals a year. Ask the Gemara if there is a concern that they're going to get mixed up and take the wrong animal for Meiser. So they should have always had that concern. Answers the Gemara, why are we not concerned? Because an announcement could be made and teach the people that an animal that's a yosem may not be used. So says the Gemara, so hachanami, even now after the Churban Abayis, why don't we just make an announcement? Don't bring the animal for Maisa. Says the Gemara, there's a different reason altogether. Ela amarava mishum takala. The concern is, as we said earlier, nowadays we're not bringing the animal for carbon. So what happens when we have the Maisa Behema animal? What happens is we have to designate it and leave it and wait till it becomes a balmum. And while you're waiting for it to become a balmum, during that time, it could be, you may use it, you may eat it, and therefore, Chazal said, just not get involved with the whole Maisa Behema. So there's a shach that points out when are we concerned by takala. And the shach says, whenever we're dealing with an Isser Hanoh, which this is a case, in order to do Giza V'Avoidu with the Maisa Behema animal, Chazal are concerned for takala. There is an interesting machloikis, shach and taz, how far we take the gzeir of takala, because there's a question if there's a Sefer Torah that's possible. Are you allowed to hold on to a Sefer Torah that's possible? The Taz takes a very strict view. He says you could come to takala. If you have the Sefer Torah that's possible, you may come to use that Sefer Torah. The shach is more lenient. He says if you can make a simen, and it's not something you eat, you don't eat Sefer Torah, therefore you could take a more lenient approach. Interestingly, I saw a nice, interesting psak regarding takala. The halacha is as follows. The halacha, we learned the Gemara Masech Techulin, it's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, I think it's siman Pei Gimel, is that you're not allowed to have milchaga bread, dairy bread. And the reason is, ein loshin, pas b'cholov. The reason is, because bread is considered the most staple food item, it's eaten with dairy meals, it's eaten with meat meals, you'll have dairy bread, chas v'shalom, you may come to eat your dairy bread with your meat meal. What happens, however, somebody did the right thing. Of course, he didn't bake dairy bread, but he has on his table bread and milk, and some milk spilled onto the bread. So the halacha is you're not obligated to throw out that bread. You didn't deliberately bake milk of the bread. However, since, as we learn in our Gemara, that is a concern for takala, you can't say, I'm going to put that bread away, and when I need dairy bread, I'll eat it. You have to eat it up right away, because we're concerned for takala. Says the Gemara, "Uminot tamer the chashin la takala." Where do we have a halachic precedence for takala? The Tanaanya. We learned in a brisa, "Ei magdishin one should not make something hegdish. We're going to learn with Hashem next week. Perik Masechta Erechin. Erechin is that the Torah tells us that every person, every Jew, based on their age and on their gender, has a specific value. Ve'machrimim, all that may not be done b'zmanazeh. So let's speak about each one of these cases. We're going to go backwards. Ve'machrimim. We know that there's a parash in the Torah of Cherim. And actually, there are two types of Cherimim. There's a Cherim Gevoya, or another way of calling it is Cherim Bedek Abayis. Another type of Cherim is Cherim Kohanim. Cherim Bedek Abayis means that I designated something as a Cherim, and I have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Cherim Kohanim is that I designated it as a Cherim to be given to the Kohanim. There's a big Machloikis, Tanom, Stam Charomim. I just used the word Cherim without saying what type of Cherim I meant. Is it Stam Charomim L'Gvoya or Stam Charomim L'Kohanim? The easiest way of understanding this brisa is that Stam Charomim are L'Gvoya. So now B'Zman HaZeh, where I don't have a Beis HaMikdash and I'm Machrim something, what am I supposed to do with it? I don't have a Beis HaMikdash to deliver it to. And therefore, it says E Machrimim. There are Mefarshim that suggest that even if you hold Stam Charomim L'Kohanim, which I think is the way most Rishonim and Paskin, still, you may end up not giving it to the Kohen, and therefore B'Zman HaZeh not, don't be Machrim. Ein Magdishim, don't make Hegdish. Why don't make Hegdish? Because we don't have where to take it to. We unfortunately don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And this is a very important halacha, because people, with the best of intention, now, let's say somebody wants to pledge money to tzedakah. So he says, I'm being magdish this to tzedakah, whether it's money or it's an item. You now have a very serious problem, because there is no hegdish b'zman hazeh. And what are you supposed to do? So the right thing is that you're not supposed to be magdish something b'zman hazeh. If you are magdish something b'zman hazeh, what should you do? So there's a number of approaches that the Rishayim and Achrayim discuss. Some Rishayim say what you should do is be shoyel on the nether. That you should go and have that entire nether annulled. It would be fairly simple to annul if you tell the Rav you didn't realize the repercussions of what you're doing by saying that you're being magdishit. There's a problem with that approach, however, because there are opinions that say that nidre hegdish you can't annul. So then there's another approach. It goes back to Gemara we learned a number of times in our Masechta, and that is that Hegdish Shechillai al Shava Pruta, you can have item that's Hegdish, you can redeem it even on a Shava Pruta. However, that too is not such an easy approach to follow, because number one, we learned that only the person himself who is Magdishit can be paidit on less than its value. And number two, it's only b'dievet. And number three, it doesn't apply to all forms of hegdish. So I saw a very interesting question that was posed to Rabbi Yosef. There was a woman who actually had the best of intentions, obviously. And she had a very large sum of money that she left a tzava that she's magdish this money. And now, her children, a Yarshim, have a real dilemma, because they can't do anything with this money, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And she used the word Hegdish. So, yes, if we could be certain that when she used the word Hegdish, she didn't mean it, then we'd be okay. But there's a problem. It's hard to talk to dead people. And she was no longer alive. So, Yarshim, and he says this, LaHalacha LaMaisa, but he has a very innovative psak. He says, what's pshat when you magdi something? When you magdi something, this very item or this very dollar becomes hegdish. It's not the replacement, it's not the value, it's the item itself that becomes hegdish. So he says, apparently the law is that if you have money that you could prove that, let's say I had here $100 bills and they got burnt, and you could prove that to the bank, they'll give you a new another stack of $100 bills. So he says that's what they should do. They should take the dollar bills that she was magdish to the bank, burn them, and the bank will give them new dollar bills, And she was only magdish the first batch of dollar bills, not this new batch of dollar bills. Eima Richem means, as I said, that every person has a value based on age and gender. But the Mefarshim ask an obvious question. When you go on your machrim a specific money or specific item, or your magdish specific money or specific item, so now I have a real problem. But what about erech? All erech says to me is that I have an obligation to pay it. But I don't have anything in my hand that I have a problem with. So the Farshim say, because the halacha is mitzvah v'secha tishmar, we're obligated to fulfill what we say. So once I set an erech, I have to fulfill it. Once I fulfill it, what am I going to do with this money? So says the Braisa. Ein magdishim ein marichim amachrim mezeh mezeh, bezman hazeh, because we don't have a base of Mikdash. But says the Braisa, hegdish v'hera v'hechrim, behemoth ta'akr, the animal should be uprooted. Mar is going to explain in a moment what that means. Peris ksus for kalim, if it's fruit or clothing, yirkvu, we should let them rot. Mos v'klimatchis, money or metalware, yoylich liyam hamelech, we should take to Yam HaMelech. The Mefarshim, many Mefarshim, not the Bach, make why specifically Yam HaMelech. All other seas, you would have to grind up the money and then throw it into the sea because it won't necessarily sink to the bottom. But a Yam HaMelech, there you don't have to grind it up, you can throw it in as it is. Although I did see a very interesting question. Since the Gemara says all over, many times in Shas, we had this lashon of Yoylich Liyam HaMelech, what's the halacha if somebody finds money in the Yam HaMelech? Does he have to be concerned it's from all the Yam HaMelech money from the whole Shas? Veiz Iker, what is the definition of Iker? Noel Delos Befanel Vimeisim Aleh. Close the door and the animal will die. And as the Mefarshim say, even though it represents Sar Bal Chayim, we're doing it with a purpose because we have nothing to do with this animal. But what do we see from here? That we have to go through this whole process because we can't let you hold on to the item that's Hegdish because you may come to Kala. That's why, similarly, says the Gemara, we don't do Maisa Behema. And I saw that Achroinim go a step further, that even if you have a whole herd of animals that are all Balimum, so there's no problem with takola, because you can eat it right away. Chazal took away the rule of Maisa Behema. Ask the Gemara, if that's a concern that we have, Yochi Bechar Nami Loi L'Kaddish, so the Halacha should be by Bechar as well. Why we manage to Bechar? We may come to takola, because it's a Tilabal Mum. We're not allowed to eat it, and it has to be brought as a carbon. Asked, says the Gemara, Bechor b'didon talim nasa, are we the ones that are magdish a Bechor? Merechem Kaddish. It's automatically Kaddish. I can't do anything about it. Ask the Gemara Hachikamba. This is what the Gemara means to ask. L'kninu lo denai lo of the Kachavim. Going back to what we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, we should institute that all animals that are about to have a Bechor, we should sell part of them to an Akam. Because we learned at the beginning of a Masechta that if the Akam is a partner in the animal, the Lord of Kaddish Mikar, there's no Kedushas Bechor. Answers the Gemara, Efshik Rav Yehuda. The Amar, Rav Yehuda, Mutar Lo Adam Lahatl Mum Bechor, Kaidim Shiyetz La Avir Oilam. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Beis, that you can make a Mum on the Bechor, that will take away the problem of you having it Hegdish. And as Taisus, if you recall, spoke, and Taisus tells us to go back to that Taisus at the beginning of the Sechta, the top Taisus here tells us to remember, it says like this. Number one, Taisus says, that we say that you should make it into a Baal Mum was only in the time of Chazal, that they knew what would make an animal into a Baal Mum. Now we don't have that expertise. Furthermore, Taisus said on Daf Gimel, because Taisus was explaining Gemara with Rameri, who did something like that, in order to avoid all the problems. And the Gemara says that all of his animals died. Why? So Taisus explains, when you sell your animal to the Akum, what you've done is, besides that you've avoided the problem of Bechor, the Kohen loses out. Because what's the halacha of Bechor Baal Mum? Indeed, it's not brought as a carbon. Hopefully we notice what we're talking about, the Daf Nun Gimel. It's not brought as a carbon, but it's given to the Kohen. But if you sell it to the Akum, then the Kohen loses out. So that's why by Bechor, if possible, make it into a Baal Mum. So the Gemara, so that's what the Gemara says. That's why we don't have to annul the Halacha Bechor. Just make them into Baal Mum, and you won't have a problem. Ask the Gemara, Hachinami. So why don't we say the same by Ma'aseh Behemah? Why take away the din of Ma'aseh Behemah? Actually, the Shad Ben Mumam Bikara. Make the animal into Baal Mum, and by making the animal into Baal Mum, you won't have a problem with takal, because as soon as it goes through the procedure, you could eat it. Answers the Gemara, Miyad Hainafik. You have no way of knowing which will be the tenth animal that you should make it into Baal Mum. V'chi Teima. And if you'll say that you'll manipulate that the tenth animal should be the animal that's a Baal Mum, the Mapak Leberesh Esra, so the Gemara, that you're not allowed to do, because the Torah says, Lo Yivaka Ben Toiv L'ra Omer Achmona. The Torah says that you're not allowed to manipulate which animal should be the tenth. V'chi Teima, the Gemara doesn't let go, Efshad Shad Ben Mumma B'kula Edra, so make all of your animals into Baal Mum. And then when you make all of your animals into Baal Mum, you'll be safe. Because then you could go through the Ma'aseh Behemah procedure, and the animal that will come out will be a Baal Mum that you could use for your own personal use. Answers the Gemara. Behemah Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We live with a Munah that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be immediately rebuilt. Or Be'inah Behemah Lakrova Veleka. We're making all the animals into Baal Mum, where we're going to have animals to bring Kabbanis. Mashiach is here. Ask the Gemara, Hachinami b'bechor behema. So why are we saying that we should make the animal that's going to be bechor into Baal Mum? Why need we not be concerned that meheri yibana beis hamikdash or being a behema lakrova leka? We're not going to have it because we made them all into Baal Mum. Answer the Gemara, avius teretz. Efshe b'pshutim. The Bechor, we won't use as a carbon, but we have many other animals. A Bechor is a statistical minority. Ask the Gemara, so Beiser also, Hachinami Efshebel Kuchen, as we're going to learn in this parak, an animal that you purchase, you have no Chiv Maisa Behema. So you don't have, you're going to have animals that you don't have a Chiv Maisa Behema. Answers the Gemara, Kivin, yes, there are animals that are bought and don't have a Chiv Maisa Behema. But we're learning now, Kivin, the Iyu Shadu Behemum Bekula Edri, you're going to have to make your entire flock, Balimum, to avoid a problem. Furthermore, as we've learned numerous times, there are many animals that are considered Baal Mum, because the halacha is afilu dukim sheba ayin namli pasli. Even a cataract is considered mum. So if you're going to end up making all your animals Baal Mum, and then there are animals that are naturally Baal Mum, you're not going to have enough animals for the Mashiach's kabbonis. And therefore, Chazal said to stop Ma'aseh Behemah until Mashiach comes. Actually, Mefarshim asked a question. The Gemara says, many places, that Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos. Mashiach doesn't come on Yontif. Mashiach doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. Mashiach doesn't come on Erev Yontif. There are Gemaras that say that it's going to be Menissin Nigalu, Betishrei Nigalu. So Mashiach is going to come only at certain times of the year. So why are we making Takanis? Why are we making Takanis for something that's unlikely to happen? So I saw two teretz. One teretz is that Mashiach, the complete Geula Shleima, indeed is only going to be at certain times. But the Beis HaMikdash, which we know, the Beis HaMikdash Lamala is already built and just has to be brought down to this world, that could come instantaneously any time. And we're going to need to have animals for those kabbanis for that Beis HaMikdash. Another pshat that I saw is that it's actually an excellent question. And that's going to be one of the questions. This question that we're asking now, why do we have to be worried about Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash and we need animals, is a question that Mashiach will answer. Answers the Gemara. B'chulan avlai b'mikdashim. We learned that Ma'aseh Behemah only applies by chulan animals, not by mikdashim. Says the Gemara, mikdashim? Pshita. Obviously, mikdashim, there's no Ma'aseh Behemah. Lav didenenu. It's not my animal. When is there a chiyuv of Ma'aseh Behemah? My animals, I have to go through this procedure. But if the animal is hegdish, it's not mine. Answers the Gemara. The way to understand our Mishnah speaking about kach and kalim. If I leave it there, Yosef Lili, The Amma Kachim Kalam Mam Balamhu. It's reflecting the opinion of Yosef Glili that the whole Kachim Kalam is considered the money of the owner. The Tanya, Amala Mal Bashem, Larabbis Kachim Kalam She Mam Balam Divir of Yosef Glili. Which means as follows. There's a parish in the Torah of Hashem Gzeilis. Why is the parish of Hashem Gzeilis? Let's say I approach you and I say you're holding something of mine. And then you deny it. And you falsely deny it with a shvua. And then ultimately you confess. The halacha is you have to pay a keren v'chaymish and you have to bring a sham me'ilis. Let's say I had an animal which I had designated as a kachim kalam. I had an animal that I designated as a carbon shlamim. And I come to you and I say, I left my animal, which is a carbon shlamim, for safekeeping by you. And then we go through this whole story. Rav Yosef Glili says it's as if I left my own private money. Why? Because Rav Yosef Glili holds that Kachim Kalam is Mam and Balam. So Sakadat the Chamina. Since Kachim Kalam are considered the property of the owner, we would think perhaps Lestru, they should have the din of Maisa Behema, Kamash Milan. That's why our Mishnah tells us that they do not. Ask the Gemara, but maybe. If we're saying that Kachim Kalam are considered Mam and Balam, maybe indeed the din of Maisa Behema applies to them. Answers the Gemara, Yeh Kadosh Am Rechmona, that what does the Maisa Behema procedure accomplish? That this animal becomes Kadosh, for Lo Shekvah Kadosh, not that it's already Kadosh from before. Says the Gemara, Tam the Kosh Rechmona Yeh Kadosh. So why are Kachim excluded from the din of Maisa Behema? Because there's a pasuk of Yeh Kadosh. Halav hacha, if not for that, havamina, says the Gemara, we would assume that perhaps havamina kedushas ma'isa chaylalei, that it could be chal. Ask the Gemara, how can we have such a havamina? Hashta, as we're about to learn, the halacha is that kedusha chamura is a kedusha like chayla. A higher level kedusha can't be come on something that has already a lower level kedusha. Kedusha kala, a kedusha kala mibayi. Kachim kala and ma'is behema are all in the same category. How will we even have a havamina that it do bichal? Mahi. Where do we see, says the Gemara, that kedusha chamura is not chala kedusha kala? The Tanan. Echad kachim mizbeach. We know kachim mizbeach are animals that are designated for the mizbeach. Vechad kachim bedekabayis, which are different properties that are designated for the base of Mikdash, we can't change. That means we can't change if the kachim is bad, we can't make it kachim by the kabayis, or vice versa. Machloikis, why? Machloikis in the Mefarshim. Some say it's Xeris Akasiv. Some say because it's a Sfara. Once it has one level of Kedusha, you can't change it. Avol, Magdishim oisam hegdish lima ilui or machrim asai. What does hegdish ilui mean? What does hegdish ilui mean? It means as follows. We've learned many times there's a concept of toivas hana, which means, as we learned in this pesachta, I have an animal that I'm using as a carbon, that I designate as a carbon. And we know from every animal, even a carbon oila that's brought as a carbon, the kohen gets a portion. Carbon oila, he only gets the hide. Other animals, he gets even more. So the kohen's, there's a grandfather who has a grandson, a kohen. So he's looking out for his grandson's well-being. And he comes to me, I'm the Yisrael, with this animal, says, could you choose my grandson to be the kohen? That's called Hegdish Ilui. The value of the Toivas Hanoah. That's one pshat. That's passable by every carbon. But we also learn, the Rishonim go on to say, that there are two types of kabbonis. There's a nether and an adava. What's the difference between a nether and a adava? Harezu and Harealai. So by Harealai, by Harezu, I designate an animal. That's an adava. And if something happens to that animal, something happens. By a nether, I have to, if it's where I said hooray a lie, if something happens to the animal, I'm going to have to replace it. And therefore, say by kachim by the kabayis, if I designated something for by the kabayis, and something happens, I have to replace it. So hegdish ilui is the replacement value. So you see that it's not chal. So why would we think that Maisa Behema should be chal on Kachin Kalim? Answers the Gemara. Ma de Tema. Hosom de Ka Behema lav lo'ila kaiman. An animal is not designated as an oiler. So once I designated the animal as a carbon oiler, I can't change it for something else. Abul Hacha. Every animal from the moment it's born, the Ka Behema la Maisa kaiman. So maybe I would think that even though later on I was magdishit for whatever purpose, like poka sur the ma'isa minay, and it should still have the chi of ma'isa, kamash malon, that no. Ask the Gemara, but let's think about this whole Gemara. We have an animal. It already is ma'isa. It already is kadosh. So I have to bring it as a carbon anyway. So what's the difference if it is ma'isa behema or not? I have to bring it as a carbon. So what's the whole exercise that we're going through here? Answers my nafkamina. Answers the Gemara below yigah below yimacher. The halacha is that ma'isa behema. We learned this sugya extensively earlier in the Masechta. You're not allowed to redeem even if it comes about mum, and you're not allowed to sell. That is limited to ma'isa behema. So even though, so that's what we need the pasuk to teach us. That even though our pisvara, we just finished explaining why perhaps a kachin kano animal should be subject to ma'isa behema, and then it would have these two extra restrictions, kamash malon, that it doesn't have the din of ma'isa behema. We learned further in the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, you should be able to take off Maisa from 1 year to the next year with the following Kavachoymer. Goats and sheep are klein. We learned the halacha is misasr mizel ze. So chodesh v'yoshon she'enim klein zebze. Eno din she'is asr mizel ze. Why is the halacha that you can't take maaser from chodesh to yoshon? Tamaloymer asa to asa. B'shtei maaser is akos medaber. Echad maaser behema v'achad maaser dogon. Umakish in the Torah is comparing maaser behema l'maaser dogon. Ma ma'isa dogon, the halacha is mechadosh al yoshin loy. Similarly, teaches us the Gemara af ma'isa behema mechadosh al yoshin loy. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, if we're comparing ma'isa behema to ma'isa dogon, so we should say the same kvasim v'izim nami lema, the makish ma'isa behema to ma'isa dogon. And my ma'isa dogon, as we'll speak about more in tomorrow's year, b'min al she'en amin aloy, you can't take ma'isa from one type of grain to another. Af ma'isa behema da aloch ought to be b'min al she'en amin aloy. Why are we saying that you can take ma'isa behema from kvasim to izim and vice versa? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Rachman at Tzayim. The Torah, by using the word Tzayim, is teaching us that you may. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if we're saying that Tzayim is a ribui, so say Chodesh v'Yoshin Nami, and you can take Maisa from Chodesh and Yoshin as well. Answers the Gemara, Ksiv, we just learned Asa to Asa. So what is the Gemara saying? We have two limudim. We have a limud of asa to asa, which teaches us that in certain circumstances we can't take ma'aser from one on the other. And then we have a limud of tzayim that says you can. So ask the Gemara, why are we explaining that chadish v'yoshon is not acceptable, is not doable, and kvasim v'izim are, maybe say just the opposite, maybe say kvasim v'izim you can't do, and Chodesh V'yoshin you can. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Shana Shana. B'Shana Hikashtiv V'Ladavar Acher. The Torah is teaching us specifically you can't take Chodesh V'yoshin, and that's why when we see the Pasuk that is Marba, it must be that's Marba Kvasim V'izim, not Mi Chodesh Ala Yoshin.